Hi, everyone. Welcome to Mama Wears Athleisure. I am your host, Mariela DeSantiago, a first-time mom. We focus on all things mom with tips to help make life easier and more organized for all you mamas out there. Hi, everyone. Today I am here with Kelly. If you could just go ahead and share a little bit more about what you do and what you have to offer to all moms.
My name is Kelly Cox. I am the creator and the entire C-suite of Share the Drop. I am a licensed clinical social worker. I have always worked with women, specifically in the realm of domestic violence, sexual assault. I owned and operated a pre and postnatal yoga studio for 10 years, which sadly we had to close during COVID. I'm a birth doula. I'm a registered prenatal yoga teacher. And it is through this work with families that I really started to understand everything that goes into feeding. So when I work with birth clients talking about birth, I always remind them labor and delivery is the sprint. Breastfeeding the first year of life is the marathon. Breastfeeding is much, much harder than most people think. We kind of have this, breast is best campaign and the whole entire women have breasts is so they can feed their children. And in reality, sometimes it's very, very difficult. Women may have to go back to work very quickly, lose their supply, make the decision to go back on a medication that they desperately need either physically or for mental health reasons that wouldn't be good for baby. Some women have, like myself, I'm a breast cancer survivor, have gone through mastectomies. Clearly they cannot produce milk. Same-sex couples who adopt children don't have access to milk. So in a nutshell, I listened for a decade to these families talking about how difficult breastfeeding was. They worried about their supply, trying to get through this societal pressure of breast is best, fed is best. And then we go into this formula crisis. And so Share the Drop is a peer-to-peer app where our families can use geotechnology, put in their location, whether they're a donor or a receiver, state the age of their children, any dietary issues they have, and then the app will populate matches in their neighborhood. My idea is that I never want families to have to ship milk. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of expense. What I did the best, I think, at the yoga studio was what brought people in was the community. And so I'd love for families to be able to meet other families in their neighborhoods, ask all the pertinent questions they need to feel safe, and then actually go meet them in a public place and share milk and start building more community.
You make some really good points about how hard it is to breastfeed, whether you are able to or not. And there's a lot of pressure and you hear so much about breast milk is the best option. But yeah, if you are going back to work, a lot of the times it's harder to continue to produce that. Or if you just were not able to produce from the very beginning, I myself was so nervous about preparing to breastfeed because I kept hearing these stories about, oh, well, I didn't produce any, or I wasn't able to, or so I didn't want to get my hopes up, So it's kind of this double-edged sword. Like you want to prepare, but then at the same time, you don't want to disappoint yourself if you are not able to. So this milk sharing seems like a great solution for anyone that is looking to have breast milk for their babies and they're not able to get it any other way. Would you mind sharing a little bit more about how breast milk can benefit both babies and the moms that are not able to produce or do not have the access to breast milk?
We know that breast milk is the ideal food for babies. It is full of vitamins, proteins, and essential fats they need. It has antibodies that help ward off infection and bacteria. There is research that shows that it lowers the risk of SIDS and also allergies and asthma. So we know it's the kind of ultimate gold standard of food. There are wonderful formula companies out there that are trying to mimic it. However, human milk just hasn't been able to be fully mimicked yet. For the families that aren't able to give this to their own children, the main benefit is stress release. If they think that breast milk is the gold standard and they have access to it, we want them to have no barriers to use it. If you aren't able to find a specific formula, but you find someone in your community that has breast milk to share, you're able to feed your own child, which is wonderful. If you find a match that you meet and their baby is thriving and gaining weight and meeting developmental milestones, you can feel pretty safe that your baby will get the same benefits as well.
Thanks for mentioning that last part about being able to tell whether another person that you meet, if their baby is meeting all those milestones, because early on, I was able to I was pumping a lot that I wasn't able to go through my milk fast enough. So I started to look at options to be able to donate, but it was really hard because all of the options that I was able to find required some sort of, whether it was an assessment or testing or whatever it was, essentially they wouldn't be able to take the milk that I had already pumped. With that, how does your company helps solve that?
So the process of donating milk is actually really difficult. The last time I looked, there were 28 milk banks in the United States, and most of the donations to those milk banks go to NICU babies, which who absolutely need that. But in order to donate, you usually have to travel to that milk bank, get tested, have your blood tested, and kind of go through this whole process just to be able to donate. So we are informal, very, very similar to Eats on Feets and Human Milk for Human Babies. These are both Facebook groups that have been doing this for about 10 years. We really love what they do, but the process with any online group is you have to like find a chapter near you, ask someone to approve you, get approved, and then everything is forum-based. So when a mom finally gets approved and she has the space to share milk, she posts and then other people post on top of her. So it kind of just gets lost in all the milieu about it. Our app is literally just a platform so for parents to put in where they are, what they're looking for. We don't do any donor screening. We don't touch your milk. We don't ship your milk. It is literally peer-to-peer. So I am having my tech team add an onboarding screen for donors, asking them if they're willing to share recent MyChart results with recipients. Any woman who has had a baby in the recent past has some sort of blood record they can share. We, of course, don't want that uploaded to the app, but we are going to, if moms are willing to share that with recipients, they're going to get a little icon on their profile. So then recipients know that's an extra safety measure that they can take and know that this milk is safe.
Is there anything that a mom that is looking to donate would need to do to their milk in order for it to be accepted by anyone?
So if you go to Eats on Feet's website, they have the four pillars of safe breast milk sharing. And a lot of it has to do with, first of all, are your pumping parts all sanitized and clean? That's really the most important part. And then as soon as that milk is pumped, is it put into a bag and properly frozen? So really, that's it. Safe milk handling, just like you would do if you were freezing milk for your own child.
I feel like a lot of that sounds so much easier than kind of what I was coming across, where, you know, you had to boil your milk and you had to do all of these things that was just so time consuming and such a bummer, because I feel like I definitely could have helped somebody, but it was just too much for me to be able to go through that with a baby and trying to just heal from having had a baby and
sleep deprivation and the whole thing.
Being connected to somebody that is nearby that you could just drive to a coffee shop and meet up, such a solution.
On the recipient side, we do, if you are worried, you can, there are alcohol testing strips where you can test the milk for alcohol. We are working on a partnership with our friends at Free to Feed. They are developing a new testing strips that will test for additional proteins. Those aren't available yet, but pretty soon you'll be able to test milk, to donate a milk to see if there's cow's proteins in there, sheep protein, nut protein. So you can really make sure what you're getting. And then of course, if recipients are really worried, they can do home pasteurization, which is very simple. It does kind of take away some of the antibodies in milk, but that's the very best way if you're worried about the milk you're getting to do that at home. So it's not on the end of the donors to do that. They're simply supplying the milk. But if families receiving it want to take that extra precaution, they're certainly welcome to do that.
Typically, you know, you have your milk that changes after a certain amount of time. So do you match with somebody, let's say if my milk was from 3 months ago when my son was 7 months, would I match with somebody that's in that similar stage?
Yeah, that's really ideal, but it's not crucial. Both donors and recipients, when they go on and create their profile, they state the age of their baby. So hopefully you could find another mom whose baby was 4 months old if that was the age of your child. But I mean, in retrospect, all breast milk is better than formula as far as like the key ingredients to it. And so if you have a 4 month old baby and your donor has a 6 month old baby, it's not that crucial. We track that just so people can, it's one more filter. And as the app grows, that will certainly help make matches. But in the beginning, you might find, until everyone kind of knows about us, you might find that your 4 month old is going to get milk from maybe a 6 month old baby, maybe a 9 month old baby.
Do you have any other tips, suggestions, or recommendations for either a mom that is looking to donate or somebody that's looking to receive?
Yeah. So as far as Eats for Feets, Human Milk for Human Babies are all Facebook groups that you can join. They're very active now. We are available throughout the United States for anyone who has an Android. And then we also have a web version. So if you have an iOS phone, you can go directly through our website, sort of profile there. We are working with Apple. We are kind of playing their game. It's not quite working yet, but our hope is that we will be on the Apple store as well. You can put up a post on Facebook. I'm looking for milk. I mean, this is how people were doing it before. I'm looking for milk. I have milk to donate. Some people will go and put a Craigslist ad up. As far as we're concerned, we do not pay for donor milk. If donors are getting incentivized through money to share their milk, it just kind of opens up the floodgates for fraudulent behavior. You can go buy skim milk, water it down. You could kind of be doing anything, using drugs, over drinking, those kinds of things. So we do not condone ever paying for milk. We do understand the work of pumping mothers and how much time that is. So we always say, if you find a trusted source, like maybe you offer to replenish all their storage bags, maybe you drop off a meal to them. In all of my years of helping mothers donate excess milk, no one ever wants any money from it. It's a very altruistic, this has fed my child. I have a gift that other people don't have. It is liquid gold. And so we don't do that. And the other big thing on our end is that our app is only to provide milk for infants. So sadly, there are kind of a group of people out there, like kind of the Uber, like bodybuilders. People will buy breast milk for personal use. And we, of course, are not in that arena either. So we do have some like kind of creeper code built into our algorithms to look for certain things to keep these people off. But for the women in Charlottesville, when I had my yoga studio, most of the donating went through me. I knew everyone. I knew moms who had excess. I knew women who needed it or families that needed it. And so ask your local doula group, ask your mommy and me groups. Really, that's kind of the best way. You know, unfortunately, we don't live in community anymore with aunties and grannies and kind of raising everyone together. So it is kind of those built communities that we have. But once moms start talking, that's kind of all they do, and they share information. So if you don't have easy access to either use our app or get onto one of these face groups, go directly to your mom friends and just ask. You never know who knows someone that's in need.
One more question that I just thought of. So you mentioned that it is for infants. Do you have kind of like a cutoff for how old the child has to be in order to either continue to receive or no longer receive? Now that the recommendation is to continue to breastfeed for up to 2 years.
So we built it in to kind of stop at 3 years. We do know that some people go over. That's not the majority of people, but yes, our algorithm will kind of like notify us if people have been on longer than that.
Thank you for all of that. I so appreciate you taking time to share all of this, and hopefully we can get the word out for any moms that are either looking to receive or looking to connect with somebody that they can help out through this method.
Yeah, that's our hope. And really, I've gotten so many emails from grandparents who, for some reason or another, are raising their infant grandchildren. Couples who adopt clearly don't have access to this. It's a really big mission of mine to help all other breast cancer survivors get human milk if that's what they want. So we try to talk a lot about families and not just moms. Clearly, it's the moms who are donating, but the recipient group is much bigger than that. And so it's really for anyone who has an infant in their life that they would like to get this for.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking all of this time, and hopefully we can get this out and get more people on board.
It'll be great. Thank you so much. I don't know how you found me. I keep getting people that just kind of find me randomly. I can talk about this all the time. So thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for our next episode. You can find us on Instagram for more updates and tips. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts and give us a review if you like us.